Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues, involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. The Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League recently held its showcase in front of a packed house of scouts from the NHL, NCAA, and Canadian universities. To discuss the event a lot more, join us now from the NOJHL is Commissioner Rob Mazzucca. Rob, welcome to the show. Great to have you back with us, my friend.
Great to be on the show, Gene. Always a pleasure.
For those who don't understand what the purpose of the showcase is, give us an overview of what it's all about.
Well, basically, it's to showcase the 12 teams in our league. We bring them all down to Sudbury, and there's two games each, and all the scouts are in one place. All the teams are in one place, so it's a great venue for the scouts to see the players and the players to showcase what they can do in front of the scouts.
The beauty of that, and it's a great idea, is rather than trying to hope that the scouts could make their way around the league and see every kid play in at least one game, you're bringing all the teams together, all the players together over one weekend. In retrospect, how did this weekend go? What was the overall response to it?
It went fantastic. It was our second year doing it. The response from the scouts, from the NHL, Central Scouting, NHL teams, NCAA 1 and 3, and the OHL, Central CHL teams was very positive.
And it's great because you're packing the house, you get a lot of people there, and you raised a lot of money for a great cause. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is our third year with Canadian Mental Health Association, so we use the event to put the spotlight on mental health, and all the proceeds from the 2 days went towards the Canadian Mental Health, which is important. You know, it's about mental wellness. It shows the different services that, you know, that are available for, and it was not only for the players, but it's also for all the fans that came and participated.
Tell me about the Talk Today initiative.
Well, it's, as you're aware, mental health shouldn't be a taboo topic at the rink, and with this partnership, it made the league better and a safer place for the players. The program is designed to have a positive impact on the players because, you know, the players are, you know, they're 16 to 20 years old, and if you know the stats, you know, young people 15 to 24 are more likely to experience some form of mental illness or substance abuse disorder at that age. So we want to give them as much help as we can in that age category and provide, you know, if there is a problem, where to go and what to do and how to go about getting that help.
It is pretty amazing what you guys are doing, and I congratulate you for that. I want to talk about the actual product on the ice now, and I'll tell you what, you guys are doing okay in your league. The CJHL top 20 rankings come out. The Powassan Voodoos have jumped up to 10th. Two other teams, Rayside Belfour Canadians and the Sioux Thunderbirds, got an honorable mention as well. The Voodoos won your league championship last year. Have they just picked up right where they left off? Because sometimes you get worried that guys graduate, age out of the league.
Well, they've had a few players go to major junior. Several players go to major junior. A couple go to the schools, and they've just, they have an abundance of talent, shared talent, and their coach, Scotty Ray, he's now an associate coach with the North Bay Battalion, so they got a new coach and they got a few new players, but they've picked up where they left off from last year.
Whenever something like attendance suddenly spiking, I got to ask why. Is it better marketing or what's going on right now? Because the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League, you know, teams like the Timmins Rock, the Sioux Eagles are leading the league in attendance, and even a first-year team like the Hearst Lumberjacks are also drawing really well. What has happened to increase the attendance overall like this?
I think the product on the ice, it's the team's involvement within their own communities, you know, because they're out in the communities quite a bit, and it's good marketing from the teams within their communities. And I think the product on the ice is getting better and better each and every year, and it's remarkable so far. The attendance numbers through the vast majority of our teams is dramatically increased, which is very, very good to see.
It's always great to measure yourselves against the other leagues right across the country. The Eastern Canada Cup All-Star Challenge is going to go from November 13th to the 15th in Trenton, Ontario, against the other CJHL leagues. Which team in your league has the best chances of representing it well in that tournament?
Well, we send a collection of 20 players from the 12 teams. So we try to pick the best players that we can. And this year, we have a lot of younger players versus the last couple of years. So we're a younger team, a quicker team. So it's going to be really tough this year because it's probably the most competitive player-wise for selections for Team NOJHL. So the coaches have their hands full to pick the best 20 players.
Hey, Rob, thanks a lot for talking to us. We appreciate it. Always great catching up with you. It sounds like you guys are off to a great start to the season. Well done.
Thanks very much, Gino. Always a pleasure.
That was NOJHL Commissioner Rob Mazzucca, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.